This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Mike Reichbrand. Walter is still on the road to recovery. This is 7-5 Radio, broadcasting live on the Liberty News Radio Network. It is May the 5th, 2024. Always remember the 11th of May. Anyways, Mike, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you. Well, you are part of the family. You have an open seat at the table. Anyways, I want to say hello to all of our special listeners, and we are growing by leaps and bounds. As usual, we want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to all those members of New York's Finest, New York's Bravest, New York's Boldest, and all the fans living in Long Island, New York. Thank you for listening. Anyways, first order of business, we want to remember the men and women of law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Sergeant Bill Hooser of the Santa Quinn, Utah Police Department. End of watch, May 5th, 2024. He was doing a traffic stop, and the driver of a truck struck him and killed him. Fortunately, the perp is in custody, but unfortunately breathing. Anyways, tonight we played a little bit of Into the Fire by the great Harry Nilsson. That song was made famous again in the movie Goodfellas. Why? In the helicopter scene of Goodfellas, Sunday, May 11th, 1980, at 6:55, you see one Henry Hill, played by the late Ray Liotta, jumping his Cadillac Eldorado and drive around town. And it was a very, very iconic scene in cinema. It was a great job by Robbie Robertson of the band, who was a musical coordinator for Martin Scorsese and most of his films, to play that song. My only regret was that he didn't play the whole song, because the song goes for like 6 or 7 minutes. Great drum solo, just a great all-around song, one of Nielsen's best. Nielsen was very underrated, and of course he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But also in that particular scene, you see one Isaiah Whitlock played the doctor. Whitlock became even more famous in the television show The Wire as Senator Clay Davis, and he made a 4-letter word into a 17-letter word. Anyways, I just want to remember the 11th of May and the great scene from Goodfellas. Mike, what say you about that scene from Goodfellas with the helicopter?
The scene is a classic, right? That became like an instant classic. That movie, it's one of those movies that as soon as it hit, it was a classic. That was it. It wasn't even a thought. And that scene was absolutely just perfect. It was, the music was great. I mean, Nilsson was definitely underrated. That guy should be in like the top three easily. And the music was amazing, but unfortunately, just never quite, I guess, got there. But I love the movie. Love it. And I honestly didn't remember that today was the day for that, but good on you for remembering that.
Yep. And when I hear that song on the radio, the first thing that pops in my mind is the scene from Goodfellas. And WMAL DC talker Chris Plant, he has as his bumper music. And, you know, personally, as much as I love Chris Plant, I wish he would just change the music, because it belongs on Goodfellas. But anyways, let's go start with the bad news. The governor of the Empire State, Kathy Hochul, is a governor of the people. She is as culturally aware and sensitive as First Lady Jill Biden. Earlier this week, at a forum at the Beverly Hilton, where we cannot afford to stay, she said that black kids in the Bronx don't even know the word computer. Now, it's been a while since I've been back in my home county of Bronx County, New York, but I'm pretty sure the average black public school child knows what a computer is. And some black kids in Bronx County, New York may even have a computer. But hey, for Governor Hochul, this is what Chris Plant says, the soft bigotry of low expectations. People like Hochul and people like Jill Biden and these elite Democrats sell people of color short time and time and time again. If you look at voter registration, you know, normal people say, hey, show up with an ID to vote to prevent voter fraud. The left, including Governor Hochul and others, say, well, that's racist because black people can't get an ID, which is ridiculous because black people, they rent cars, rent hotel rooms, buy alcohol, fly in airplanes, and do all sorts of things with a government-issued ID. So it's just absolutely ridiculous. And if it was a Republican governor instead of a Democrat governor, it'd still be all over the news. So, of course, a couple people like Eric Adams and some other politicians from the Bronx raised Cain about it. It was on the news for a day or two, and then it disappeared. Mike, what say you about your governor saying that black kids in the Bronx don't know anything about public schools?
This woman is, she's like the epitome of the modern left, and they don't even try and hide it anymore. They're very, very obviously racist. Well, everybody else racist, but they consistently say stupid things like this, and you expect them to just nod your head and agree. It's insanity. But and she's just showing exactly who they are, who the modern left is, you know, and how they actually view their constituency, you know. And this is why the black community is moving further and further right. And we're seeing that now dramatically so in modern politics with all them moving to Trump for this election cycle. You know, it's how many people you had the walkaway campaign with Candace Owens, you know, and now you're seeing an even more dramatic movement to the right with both the black and Hispanic communities. But, I mean, I think it's long overdue. And I don't really consider it to be a soft bigotry at all. I consider it to be just bigotry. And quite frankly, it's obvious bigotry. You're telling an entire community that they're not smart enough to operate a computer or get an ID, you know, and you expected them to come out and vote for you. They're insane. But
right,
it's just, you know, not surprising, but, you know, ugly.
Right. And here's another way we could look at it. The public school system in the city of New York is so messed up thanks to people like Hochul and the radical left and the teachers union and all these what I call childless lesbians in the school board running the school system into the ground, that maybe black kids don't know what a computer is. Maybe they don't know how to operate a computer, but we both know that's false. But, you know, maybe she's putting a light on the public school system, which is absolutely atrocious. And, Mike, we were talking about earlier, my kids in Virginia, they attend public schools, and the mess that I'm going through, and it's supposed to be a good, you know, quote-unquote, a good school system. Anyways, moving right along, we go after the right as hard as the left. This next segment, real quick, we'll talk about no going back. It's quite fitting for the poop show that is the former book tour of current South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. And this poop show was created by Governor Noem herself. Apparently, she released a book. She's vying to be vice president for in the next administration if Trump does win. And also move some books to make some money. And, of course, like most politicians and most media personality, the book was ghostwritten. And in the book, she claims that she met North Korea leader Kim Jong-un. And then during the audio version of the book, she read the book cover to cover in her own voice, and she said it again. She met North Korea leader Kim Jong-un. And then last Sunday, she was questioned on CBS Face the Nation and other conservative outlets if in fact, she did meet with North Korea leader Kim Jong-un. And she was a master politician. She spun it like nobody I've seen. She said, well, I've been around the world over 30 years, and I met people from all over the world, blah, 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 blah. But she never said yes or no. It's like, hey, did you know, Scoop, did you meet Willie Nelson? No. Okay, next tough question. Anyways, we get back. We'll talk about Governor Gnome's shooting ourselves in the foot with their own book. Also, we got a bunch of other losers. And also, Mother's Day is coming up. So stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 75 Radio.
And we are back. Breaking news. We have on the line the co-founder, host, and star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, Walter Yerkew. How are we doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing quite a bit better than I had been the past couple of months. First off, I want to tell people out there in my radio land that I'm sure you've been told by Scoop that I got the Wuhan flu back in March, the end of March, and a few hospital visits, a few ER visits, and a lot of patients in recovery, recuperating, I should say. I'm a lucky guy. My partner, she 100% 24/7, and my son, same thing. They both took care of me. You know, like they love me. And my radio family, always with the prayers. I felt a strong bond with, just stood with me and put up with me saying, no, I can't do it this week. I can't do it this week. I just come on to thank everybody for all their prayers and sending all their strength to try and get me out of this mess. It was kind of touch and go there for a while, but seeking out, you know, better doctors and better places. I'm on that road to recovery, and I'm starting to pick up speed a little bit. I have a heart monitor on, and I feel like Tony Stark in the Iron Man when he opens up his chest and got to put this thing on. This sticks on the top of my chest, but it's basically kind of the same thing. So doctors can monitor my heart rhythms from their office, because it's all Wi-Fi'd up and stuff like that. But in the meantime, I'm not taking any special medication. I get out of breath, you know, pretty quickly, but I had this stuff 2 years ago. This is a little bit worse, well, maybe a lot worse than I had 2 years ago, which took me about a month to get back, you know, on track. But, you know, I got the nice summer ahead of me, and I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to just get my pool in shape, and I'm going to spend the summer at my little paradise in Tennessee. But I just wanted to thank everybody and you guys, Mike and Scoop, Heather, you know, everybody that participated in covering for me for the past 2 months. I just don't have words to thank you enough. I appreciate it a whole lot.
Well, Walter, you know, you are part of this family, and when I say we're family, I mean it wholeheartedly. And we miss you, and it's, you know, it's been Mike's pleasure to fill in your shoes. But again, you are part of this family. You are part of the show. You are 75 Radio, and I can't wait till you're 100%, so we can give them hell like always. Mike, I'll give the floor to you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just happy to hear you're doing better and that you're recovering, brother. I've been praying for you. I'm going to keep praying for you. You're a beast, though. And I can't wait to see you back at full force. I really can't. God bless you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll be back to breaking next pretty soon.
Outstanding. Because next week we have a huge show. It's going to be this political cesspool 19th and half year anniversary. They're doing the 20th anniversary early because they're just so far ahead of the game. So I want to bring everybody on, our little family, or the Cesspool's extended family, bring you on and just do a outstanding show. Just like 6 months ago at the 19th anniversary show, where we brought on Danella, and we just kicked their ass. And I was on that show too. And as much as, you know, we're part of the Cesspool's family, I just wanted to do a outstanding show, especially bringing you back, and a lot more people be listening that night. So anyways, Walter, please take care of yourself. Please get well. We got a lot of necks to break, like you said before. Anything else before we continue?
No, man, I'm good to go. I appreciate, you know, just coming on tonight and just you know, telling people how I feel, and that I feel better because of you guys and everybody else. So I'm going to leave it to you guys, and I'm going to go online and listen to the rest of the show, and talk to you guys during the week. How's that?
Outstanding, sir. Get well, my friend.
All right.
Get well,
have
Walt.
Good rest of the show. Okay, Mike. Good night. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. Lots of love, man.
All right. Walter Yerke, everybody. Anyways, crap. You know, real quick, you know, Walter did his dirt in the past, but He didn't do it against the taxpayers, the citizens trying to, you know, get that little nut going about their daily lives. And, you know, compared to the politicians and compared to the rest of America, Walter is a stand up guy. And, you know, I hate to say, you know, I know I'll get this, you know what, in the, later, but, you know, I love that man. And I'm so glad that not only did he come on the Cesspool as a guest, he came on Red 42 as a guest and a fill-in host. And then I said, hey, Walt, you want to try this radio thing? He's like, sure. And, you know, 6 years, we're still going strong. And we are we're just picking up speed. Mike, any thoughts before we continue?
Look, Walt's a great, great man. You know, he did his dirt. Okay. Everybody makes mistakes in life. But look what that man came back from. Look how far he came from it. So he's got my utmost respect, and I'm just praying for his speedy recovery so we can get him back on here breaking necks.
Exactly. And there's a whole bunch of stuff, you know, Walter did for, you know, the people, but we won't put it out there, put his business out there. He can tell everybody what he's done for, you know, after he paid his debt back for society. Also, Walt, please come back soon because Mike keeps sexually harassing me. Anyways, we go from one awesome American to somebody trying to hustle some books that just blew up in her face. And, you know, I'm just sick and tired of these politicians just ghostwriting these books, slapping their name on it, trying to make a quick buck. Mike, what say you about these politicians and these ghostwritten books?
So that's one of the oldest scams out there for politics. So you get Joe politician goes out, writes a book or gets a book ghostwritten, whatever, it doesn't matter. And then you get Jill, the lobbyist, comes along and says, oh, we love this book you got here. We're going to buy 500,000 copies. We'd just like you to look at this legislation we're proposing. So they buy the 500,000 copies of the books. This guy gets his royalties, and they get their legislation. It's like one of the oldest scams out there. You can actually look up Mayor of Baltimore got in trouble for that, for making the school, the Board of Education of Baltimore, buy her books. You know, at one point, that was another way of doing it. You know, it's just, it's a scam. It's all one big scam. And it's a, you know, big club with a lot of corrupt people. And me and you, obviously, are not involved. They're disgusting. Right. And the book isn't even, I mean, she's lying, but they all lie. So I guess that's par for the course. But, like, just enough. I don't want to read a nonsense book about somebody who matters so little to me that, you know, I wouldn't even probably recognize her on the street. You know, she's just another one of the political class that's aspiring to be, you know, even more wealthy than she already is, and realistically shouldn't be.
Right. She's the governor of South Dakota. It's not like she's the mayor of New York or Los Angeles or Beijing or Hong Kong or anything like that. But I'll say this, she is easy on the eyes. And anyways, but kudos to, you know, Bill Clinton of all people, because his book he wrote out of when he left office was, you hand wrote it on paper, and then eventually they typed it up. But kudos for Bill Clinton. So, but Mike, you know, you're saying that well, we know about the mayor of Baltimore. Like, every politician just looking to move books so somebody can move legislation across their desk.
Yeah, they the lobbyists will buy. You know, they'll tell them, okay, we're going to buy 500,000 copies or 1,000,000 copies of your book. They'll work out whatever deal they're going to make. They'll figure out how much money the politician wants and how much royalty he gets, and then, you know, that'll equal the number of books they buy, and they'll buy those books, and he gets paid, and then all of a sudden it's, oh, look at this proposed legislation, and now he's pushing some legislation, you know. And it gets even worse than that. You have the pharmaceutical companies and lobbyists for some of the bigger corporate, you know, giants, the defense industry, people like that. They'll actually bring to the Congress people pre-written bills, so the bill's already written. It's already written. They bring it to them, and they just say, hey, we want you to propose this, and here's what we're going to do for you. And then their wife or their whatever gets a job with that company. It's a no-show job on the board or whatever, and they're making a bajillion dollars a year. And, you know, Romney's big on that. You can look that up with his wife. A lot of them do that, though.
Right. And you know, here's a question. What happens to the books? Say somebody buys 500,000 units of books. What happens to the books? They actually get printed and published and distributed, or what? Or are they, well, I guess they could be 500,000 e-books on Amazon or another provider. But anyways, it's a big scam. Yeah, it's a huge scam. Anyways, we come back, we'll talk about other deplorables, including Mad Maxine Waters and Bernie Sanders. This is Senate Fire Radio with Mike Rickbrandt, Scoop Stan, and Walter Yerkew. Take it away, boys.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. On Monday, star witness Michael Cohen expected on the stand at Donald Trump's hush money trial. We get more now from correspondent John Schaefer.
Donald Trump is denouncing his hush money trial as a sham.
It all comes out of Washington. It's to damage crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, happens to be me.
Leaving the court on Friday, Trump criticized the gag order once more, pointing out that star witness Michael Cohen can say anything.
The 10 most dangerous states in America, ranked now by USA News. FBI crime stats show that New Mexico, ranking number one as the most dangerous state in the country right now, Louisiana and Colorado's crime problems putting them in second and third place, Washington State in fourth place, followed by Tennessee in fifth place. Anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protesters continue to occupy college campuses across the country in a well-coordinated effort to disrupt graduations. At the State University of New York in Westchester, more than 100 members of the New Paltz faculty have signed a letter criticizing the school's president. USA's Dave Collins on the story.
They claim President Darrell Wheeler and law enforcement didn't act appropriately when trying to break up a large group of pro-Palestinian protesters on campus last week. They believe the actions taken towards students violated their First Amendment right of free speech. The faculty members are also demanding Wheeler be removed from his position.
Turning now to business news, McDonald's hoping to lure customers back who've been priced out. The fast food giant reportedly launching a $5 meal. Bloomberg reporting the affordable menu offering may include either a McChicken or a McDouble along with fries and a drink. Unclear when this deal will launch and at which locations. McDonald's has more than 13,000 stores here in the U.S. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth.
90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Peter Scoop Stanton with Mike Reichbrandt, 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We go from one fine gentleman, Walter Yerkew, to some just human garbage. Mad Maxine Waters. She was on MSNBC this week and it slipped under the radar as everybody's worried about Governor Noem and her dog. She had to take to the train station. She wanted to go to the Biden administration, the Department of Justice, to get information to see what groups Donald Trump is associated with that are going to do something in case Donald Trump loses the November election. And my reaction is Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, because I guess Representative Waters, who is 80-something years old, was in California at some rally telling the crowd to push back when they run into members of Donald Trump's cabinet. Also, Representative Waters was in office 30-plus years ago when her constituents burned down her district after the 4 Los Angeles police officers were acquitted in the arrest of Rodney King. And then back in 2009, January, there were riots all over downtown Washington with these agitators coming in, raising hell. No word from her. 2020, America burned after George Floyd died from overdose after trying to pass counterfeit currency. And then also in the summer of 2020, a member of Congress, Senator Rand Paul, was attacked by these dirtbags walking home from the White House after Donald Trump got the nomination for the Republican convention because both the Democrats and the Republicans had to do a virtual convention. So, but no word from Mrs. Waters. So anyways, she's worried about violence from Trump supporters. Meanwhile, her district is full of violence. They got violence over at UCLA and University of Southern California, both located in the city of Los Angeles. She's worried about Trump supporters in the hills. And anyways, those so-called Trump supporters are half of them are goofballs, nutballs, and nut jobs, and the other half are feds. Ray Epps, anybody? So anyways, she's worried about Trump supporters. Well, guess what? They're too busy working to put food on their family's tables, gas in the gas tank, and feed all these illegal aliens that's just taking over this country. Mike, what say you about Mad Maxine?
I mean, first of all, she's I think she's just looking for more airtime and more attention for herself. But realistically, this woman, you know, she said nothing about Antifa, nothing about the BLM riot, billions of dollars in damage, thousands of people, injured, hundreds of law enforcement injured. And you got, dozens of murders associated with all those things, and yet not a peep out of her, you know? Her district is rampant with crime, rampant with homelessness. California's a complete disaster, and this idiot's going on TV talking about how MAGA supporters are going to go into the woods to train to take over the country or something like that. Please stop. Please stop. You know, if she really wanted to see a flex, all the so-called MAGA supporters could stay home for a week and not go to work, and then the country would grind to a halt, and then she could see her real insurgency. You know, she's a buffoon. She was a buffoon. She always will be.
Right. And, of course, you know, let's put the spotlight on the media. We know more about Governor Noem's dog than we know about Mad Max asking about investigating these Trump supporters. I mean, you know, what's your evidence that these people are training up the hills, Ms. Waters? But, you know, she's a poster child for term limits. She's closer to 100 than she is 18. Anyways,
they should investigate her family and how they're all on the payroll for her campaigns and everything else. You know, how much money flows through her to her family back to her again. You know, we talk about corruption and doing things they shouldn't be doing. Start there.
Right. Also, her home of record in Los Angeles is not in her district. She lives outside her district because she got plenty of money from her government job to live with the white people, not with the people that vote her in office. Anyways, I digress. But this is an election year, and you know, I came across a candidate that's a real go-getter that's going to shake things up. Just like Jefferson Smith did in the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, that was starring Jimmy Stewart and directed by the great Frank Capra. Anyways, what I'm talking about is Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, who is a young, spry 82-year-old man. Here's another poster child for term limits. Now, Mick Jagger is 80 years old and still shaking his ass on stage, like right now. The Rolling Stones are on tour. The Rolling Stones have been together for 62 years. But anyways, you got an 80-year-old Mick Jagger still shaking his ass. Keith Richards, who's done every drug known to man, still killing it. But then you have Bernie Sanders, who acts and looks like Mick Jagger's father. And what's funny about Sanders in 2016, he rallied up to 2016. He rallied against millionaires and billionaires. Millionaires and billionaires are the problem. It's all about millionaires and billionaires. You know, that was his catchphrase. And then, surprise, 2020, he only rallied against billionaires. I mean, what happened to the millionaires? They got money too. The millionaires are 1%ers, are just billionaires. Why would Bernie Sanders going after millionaires? Because he became a millionaire. He wrote books and did speaking tours and did a whole bunch of stuff that his wife bankrupted a university, and he became a millionaire. He had three homes. He's got one in D.C., he's got one in Vermont, and he's got a summer home in Vermont. So he became a millionaire, so now he's going after the billionaires. And what's really funny is that he wrote a book against capitalism. So he wrote a book that you can purchase. And in D.C., he held an event for $100. You get a copy of his book against capitalism, and he gets to talk about capitalism and why he's against it. And you have, like, say, like 5,000 people paying $100. Well, that's a nice chunk of change. And then one year he released his tax records. He gave $3,000, not $30,000, but $3,000 in charity. That's it. And he had over $1 million in income. So anyways, if Bernie Sanders does serve another term, if he lives through it, don't look for him to adhere to the Constitution, fight corruption, or put America first. It'll be the same old, money and power while selling out the American people. Mike, what say you about this young go-getter politician that reminds us of Jefferson Smith?
Oh, God. This guy, so the world's wealthiest communist, right? This guy's a millionaire based upon nothing more than running around and basically doing nothing with his life. He never held a real job, couldn't hold a real job. He's completely useless. The one commune he did join, they threw him out for being lazy. So, of course, he finds his way into government because that makes sense. You know, it's so ridiculous, it's almost funny if it wasn't actually destroying our country from within. You know, it really would be funny. It would be comical if it wasn't so pathetic. But he's just a disaster on two legs. I mean, but they'll probably vote him in again, you know, and he'll be sitting in that seat again for another 6 years or so and destroying everything around him and spouting off complete nonsense. You know, the so-called avowed communist who's made millions of dollars talking about hating the system that actually made him that millions of dollars. It's a pretty impressive level of stupidity, you know. The hypocrisy is unreal.
Right, but you're right. He'll get in and just keep the money flowing in for himself, not for his supporters. And, you know, I bet his supporters, they'll drive like old beat up Toyota Priuses and Subarus with Bernie stickers and the stupid human rights campaign with the yellow equal sign and a blue background and so on and so forth. But think about it, folks, if you're a liberal and you're driving an old hoopty car and just barely making it, maybe time to take a deeper look at yourself. Anyways, I digress. Mike, the Boy Scouts of America, they're changing their name to Scouting America. Why would the Boy Scouts of America, with over 100-year tradition, change the name to Scouting America to be more inclusive? The ranks of the Boy Scouts have been decreasing over the years thanks to technology and other things a boy can occupy their time, not to mention a $2 billion legal settlement because of gay den leaders. But anyways, you know, it'll be a matter of time before the Boy Scouts go away with the Dodo Bird and the Telegram. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to celebrate the Topless Outlaw Racing. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
And we are back. Now, folks listening to 7-5 Radio, either live on the radio, the replay, podcast, Apple, YouTube, during the commercials, listen to the commercials. But I have the task to look at the Instagram account of one Danella Rodriguez, the very first spokesmodel in the radio industry. Please follow her at danella.fitnessmodel. Anyways, as I'm doing my due diligence like a good radio host, Mike decides to text me something and just totally disrupts my concentration. Thank you, Mike. Anyways. Thanks. But anyways, we got some good news. Topless Outlaw Racing is started. Go on the website, 75radio.org, to check out the schedule, or go to toplessoutlaws.com. We are the official radio sponsor of Topless Outlaw Racing. And our own Jeff Jackson, who drives the number 8 in the Topless Outlaw Series, has a new diagram concerning 7-5 Radio, and unfortunately I could not download it from Facebook because they're They suck. But anyways, it will be up next week. Check it out. Follow Jeff Jackson on Facebook. He's a real down-to-earth, good-natured kid. And our other American director, Mike Guerin, went up to him, talked to him, and told him, hey, we'd like to sponsor you. And he said, oh, okay. It was like, by the way, you might want to take a look. You know, none of us are, you know, the clean cut individuals that we appear to be. So he you know, did his research, found, you know, about the 7-5, about me, by him, about Mike. We all have a checkered past in our law enforcement career. And he says, okay, I'm still in. So just an absolute great kid. His shining moment in racing was when he took the American flag out in the middle of the track and held it during the Star-Spangled Banner. And that just gave me goosebumps. I said, I'm more proud of you doing that than if you won Daytona, because he, you know, the kid deserves it. He's, you know, unlike us with our very checkered past and presence, he's a good natured kid. You know, he's a great guy. Because I mean, he's a full grown man. But anyways, check out Topless Outlaws. It's a great organization. Mike's a patriot. Jeff's a patriot, and just absolutely good people. Walter and Mike went to the races. Hopefully we get to go again this year, and the fans couldn't be any nicer. I mean, it's like a whole bunch of people from Long Island. They moved down to Tennessee and got an urban, a country accent, but it's funny. But anyways, Mike, any comments on Topless Outlaw Racing? Or have you seen the sticker?
Or the I have, actually. It looked amazing. It looks great. Listen, if you're out there listening and you're a racing fan and you're not watching Topless Outlaw Racing, you are missing out. It's awesome. It's NASCAR before it went woke, you know? So it's right. really, it's like true racing, like what it's supposed to be. Boiled down, true racing. It's amazing. You definitely got to check it out. It's awesome.
Right. And unlike Formula One, these drivers are not prima donnas. They all have jobs. And they work to race, because even though they might win, like, say, $3,000 for a race, they probably put $5,000 into the car. It's not a cheap hobby. Anyways, Monday, tomorrow is Mother's Day. You know, every Mother's Day is special, and we have some awesome mothers here on 7-5 Radio. The first lady, I should call them the first mothers of radio, are both mothers to some wonderful kids. And so is Mrs. Rake Branch. She's a mother of some great kids. Her husband is something else. Also, Mike's other wife also bared some children, doing a great job. And so is the former Mrs. Yerkew. Walter says nothing about great things about his son. And then there's former Mrs. Stanton. She's doing a pretty good job of what she has. And what's great is that on a March 16th show, Danella reminded me that my ex-wife gave me the greatest gift in the world, my kids. Because my kids are healthy, well-adjusted, doing very well, and just all-around great kids. Mike, I told you about what happened to my one of my daughters earlier this week in her school, and she just did a bang-up job. And I told her, I said, hey, if the school administration gives you any guff about anything, call me. And, you know, standby. But anyways, I want to thank my mother for doing an outstanding job what she had to work with. You know, she taught me manners. Taught me how to be polite, look both ways before I cross the street, not to smoke, not to do drugs, and try hard in school. She also helped me with school projects, homework, and always made sure that I was fed, had clean clothes, and also put braces in my mouth because they are not cheap. And unfortunately, time waits for no one. Unfortunately, my mother's not in the best of health. But I'm very fortunate because my mother has been with me my entire life, and I'm in my 50s. And I just want to say it's been very fortunate for myself to see my family. I was making up for lost time because of, you know, law enforcement, the military, being overseas, my ex-wife, and so on and so forth. But, you know, it's been, you know, it's like God's given me a gift to go up and see my folks. So anyways, if you have the chance, go up, you know, see mom, see dad, if they're still around, tell them you love them, and, you know, make the most of it, and spend some time with your parents. Also spend some time with your wife, your kids, your significant other, your baby's mama. But you know, spend some time with your people. But, you know, it's like when somebody passes, it's like, oh, we're going to have a celebration of life. But, you know, I have a celebration of life with them because they're here now. Anyways, you know, go tomorrow. Make sure you call mom, spend time with mom, because you just never know. Mike, what say you about Mother's Day?
I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the amazing moms out there listening. They really are exceptional. It's miracle what they do. It's amazing. They give us the best gifts you could ever get from anyone or anything. Like I can't say enough good things about it. You know, they're amazing. They're amazing. I've been very, very blessed to have just excellent, excellent moms in my life that really, really make me appreciate how hard they work and what they do. You know, they really do. I'm very blessed to have a lot of really wonderful moms around me. So happy Mother's Day to you all. You deserve it. I hope they all have an epic day.
Right. Even my ex-wife, I'll be a gentleman as always. I said, all right, go out, have some fun, do whatever you want to do. If you want to, you know, take the kids out to eat, go ahead. If you want to go out by yourself, go ahead. If you want to go see Johnny Cakes and do whatever adults do, go right ahead. You know, for the job she's done, just to have kids, because when one of my sons was born, I mean, there were some complications, and she pulled through, and you know, and God bless her for some of the work she's done, because divorce is very hard on kids. I know of kids that the parents get divorced and there's broken homes, and you know, the kids have problems at school, they don't have any friends, they get involved with the wrong people, get involved with so on and so forth. But that's not the case with my kids, and I love them very much. And you know, hopefully down the road I can meet another fine lady and make her a mother again. Anyways. So, but you know, Mama Stanton, I love you, and your kids love you, your grandkids love you, your husband of 50 plus year absolutely love you, and excuse me, we wish you nothing but the best. Also, those whose mothers passed on, you know, just say a prayer, especially those that you know, part of the family. Your mom's looking down and smiling on what a great job she's done, and what a great job you're doing with your children. Anywho, real quick before the music starts playing, which would be any second, next week you have to tune in. I will be live somewhere in South Carolina, Three Sheets to the Wind. Maybe my nipples will be green, maybe they won't be green. I'll be with the Political Cesspool in the 20th anniversary show. James Edwards, at the goodness of his heart, gave me a segment. So I have to do 19 and a half years of show in about 8 minutes. So anyways, hopefully we have Walter back on next week, and hopefully I have the entire family, because when they have a good show, we have a good show. And I like to boast our good show is better than their good show. If go back to October 28th, the Cesspool's 19th anniversary, which is a hell of a show. Of course, James Edwards puts me after Sam Bushman, which is like me doing karaoke after the Rolling Stones. But that was the night we had introduced Danella Rodriguez to the 75 Radio family with Charlie LaDuff. Anyways, stay tuned next week, people. For Mike Rakebrand and Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoopstanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.